You're listening to the audio production of Say All the Unspoken Things, a book of letters by John Sowers, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
Author's note. I began writing these letters to my daughters in early 2020, 1 year after I lost my mom, their Nana. I felt empty knowing there were no more conversations with her, no more stories or laughs or wise insights. She was gone. Death has implications. There's urgency to it. When the end is near, either our own end or that of a loved one, we may feel this rush of urgency. Have we done all we need to do? Have we forgiven? Have we thanked them? Have we told them we love them? Have we poured out our full beating hearts to them? I started writing these letters to speak my full heart to my daughters, to tell them I love them and pass on everything given to me. Just after I began writing, the COVID-19 pandemic reached the United States. Within months, everyone was wearing masks and staying inside, not wanting to catch or transmit the virus. Millions got sick, and as of this writing, over 3 million people have died. Many lost jobs and suffered financial and other hardships. My girls did virtual school from home, and I wrote this book locked away in my cabin. Every day we heard voices telling us about infection rates, death counts, and why we should stay at home and act responsibly. The year was filled with loss as death brushed its cold fingers across our cheeks. We were all reminded that every day might be our last. I wrote these letters with these things in mind. And with our shared experience of 2020, maybe they have something for all of us. The Unspoken Things. January 3rd, 2020. Dear Rosie, Das, and Evangeline, I remember standing over Nana's bed. She was sleeping on her back, head looking left. I touched her sock toe and whispered, "Mom, Mom." She opened one eye, looked at me, and then went back to sleep. I decided it was best to let her sleep. And that was the last time I saw her alive. A month earlier, you girls decorated her house on Christmas Eve, surprising her when she came home from the hospital. She smiled that whole night. I'm so glad you were with her on her last Christmas. You always made her so happy. And Nana loved you more than you know. Weeks before she passed, a friend from Atlanta called and said something powerful. He said, "Tell her you love her and say all the unspoken."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?